Op die kassie met Ashmont Martin, jou kollig op die klein skerm.
It's another leg of Op die kassie, and tonight we get to speak all things MasterChef. And today I'm thrilled to have Lorna Gode on the other side, of course, of a loved MasterChef South Africa contestant. And listen, he has had a memorable journey on this season. While he didn't make the title, or rather win the title, he has left a lasting impression on the viewers. And of course, MasterChef South Africa premieres every Saturday, 8:30, of course, on the S3. And this coming Saturday will be the semi-final, and then on the 23rd of November will be the finale. I'm looking forward to that. But let's welcome Lorna Gode. Welcome, my brother. How are you doing?
Hey, my brother. Thanks for having me.
Good to be on the show. Listen, thanks so much for taking time to chat to me. Listen, I want to get straight to the point. You know, it wasn't your finest day in the kitchen this week, right? As Judge Justine pointed out, can you tell us, really, Lorna, what happened? Spill the tea.
Oh, good Lord. It was just one of those days where, you know, I was just in my lowest. My intention was not to lose. I had no intentions of going home, obviously. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go to the round. And, you know, the guest judge was rather very intimidating in a very technical challenge. Mm-hmm. So I had to balance between listening to him and also trying to focus on getting the recipe right. Mm-hmm. And also knowing that, you know, pastry is not my strength. And I wanted to follow the recipe to the T. And I made a lot of technical errors. And that let me down a lot.
That let you down a lot. Now, despite all of that, you didn't leave the show empty-handed. You won 100,000 Rand throughout the competition. How did you earn that money? I mean, this is absolutely fantastic.
You know, I won two challenges. The first one was the cabbage challenge. Mm-hmm. And then the second one was the restaurant takeover. And when we went to Clara's Barn at the Bertus Besson's restaurant near Stellenbosch.
Okay.
And it was a team challenge. And I worked with a very good team, which was Chanel and Nabila. And we did our best and we won that challenge. And we each won 50,000 Rand courtesy of Yoko. And yeah. Basically.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, that sounds impressive. But what will you be doing with the money? If you want to just give us a hint, are you planning a trip? Are you opening up a business? What's happening?
Well, half of it, I'm basically spending it on my son. I paid off his fees. I bought him a PlayStation for his birthday.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to host a lovely birthday for him. Well, his birthday has passed because last month on the 15th, but some of his friends are not available yet. So he's also just wanting to finish up his exams.
Yes.
And maybe, you know, after the exams, we're going to do a lovely intimate birthday celebration for him because he's turning 10. So yeah, I'm literally that particular challenge was dedicated to spoil him. And then the second win will go to my business. I've got a few things that I need to get because I'm planning to have soiree events.
Nice.
Around the country. You know, I just don't want to start with an empty hand.
Of course.
Yeah, I just need to get a few things to curate the concept. Yeah.
Beautiful. I want to find out from you, what was it like being the only guy in the kitchen for a couple of weeks? Did you expect to go this far?
I was getting nervous when the guy's graph was dropping because it dropped drastically. And I actually realized that when there were two guys, I was like, okay, so there's going to be one guy left at some point. I wonder who is it going to be? I wasn't really sure if it would be me, but I had confidence that it would be me because, I mean, I work hard. And I mean, everyone works hard, but I mean, I had to motivate myself and let that be me. Yeah. So, and then it happened, you know, strange enough, I didn't feel intimidated at all being the only guy. I think the ladies are very nice. Mm. We've built a relationship. You know, we're a MasterChef family. So, you know, we were just supporting each other, sharing ideas. And yeah, we got to be very, very close. And it was, I mean, it's now very sad that, you know, top 5 becomes top 4. And I mean, it's going to be a top three soon. And yeah.
Crazy.
It goes
crazy.
down. That's the reality of the show.
That's the reality of the show. Now, you've had quite a roller coaster ride on the show. The baking challenges seem to be your Achilles heel. Can you remind our listeners what happened during your first elimination challenge?
We had to bake a pie. Having to follow Chef Knox Majosi's pie recipe, and it was a pressure challenge. It was not a difficult challenge, but it was just also just on the technical side and time management, because you had to do the filling, and then after the filling, you have to take the pastry to the fridge and roll it, and then put things back. So all those steps were time consuming. I mean, the MasterChef kitchen, you may seem like you've got all the time you need within a second. You know, 3 hours feels like 3 minutes before you know it. You know, you're running out of time, and you have to present, you have to put food on the chopping board. Otherwise, if you don't, then you are going home. So, and I was actually kind of relieved to see that I was not the only one with a, you know, with a broken pie.
With a broken pie, totally. Now, listen, and then you bounce back. I mean, yeah, you do. And you know, you bounce back, but there were also still ups and downs. What does it feel like to serve your dishes, you know, to the judges and wait for that feedback? What does that moment feel like?
It feels like, you know, when you're praying and you're waiting for God to respond and then something happens. But, you know, it's different in this regard, because you get to be there to see the judges taste your food, and they look at you in the eye and they start asking you questions and they give you that feedback. And when they give you that feedback, you don't know if, you know, it's going to be good or it's going to be bad.
Bad, yeah.
You know, the first comment that you get determines if whether or not you have a good day.
Yes.
Oh, you're going home.
Yeah. Listen, you were hugely popular on the show, you know, charming millions of fans. Did you expect to be this loved on the show?
To be honest with you, no. I think I don't know. I did not at all, because also being a rural boy from the Eastern Cape, and I'm my grandmother, my mother, my family, you know, they taught me to be humble, and I did what I did, you know, with no high expectations that people are going to love me, but I did what I loved, and I think people loved what I did. So yeah, that's how it, you know, that's how I got the love from the view.
Beautiful. Yeah. Now that you've left, right, Lorna, you know, there are four ladies left in the competition: Bridget, Chanel, Nabila, and Refe. Who are you rooting for?
this question is very difficult. It's very, very difficult. But I'll tell you now. I'm rooting for. Can I pick two?
You can choose as many as you want.
It would have to be Nabila, Chanel.
Nabila and Chanel. Okay.
Yeah, cool. And the reason for that is I have been in group challenges with them, and we've won our challenges. So I know how they work.
Yes.
So in a way, I feel like if I don't win, they should win, because we've been in the same battle together.
Have you been able to apply your love for African cooking on the show?
Okay, a couple of times. Actually, I would say rather throughout the competition, I've always been loyal to my roots, loyal to my culture, my background, being excited about, you know, bringing my indigenous ingredients into an extraordinary culinary experience. You know, in the competition like that, I was celebrating my home, celebrating my grandmother's teachings, you know. And also, I think what I had to remember, you know, was that when my grandmother was giving me food, traditional food, he was teaching me that I should feed, you know, the same food to my son. But now I have to think in a modern way of how am I going to serve my son, you know, closer traditional food without, you know, we're living in a new, you know, things are being modernized, and I don't want him to miss out on the experiences that I had, you know, as a child, having to eat traditional food.
Yes.
So the experience was all about experimenting and knowing that traditional food is absolutely amazing, and it can be You know, it can be commercial, it can be five star, it can be anything you want it to be.
Absolutely beautiful. Now listen, before I let you go, what has been the most challenging part for you? You know, share to the listeners, what were your highlights? What were your lowlights? Would you do this all over again? Would you do the show again? Spill the beans.
Well, I think in the beginning of the competition, you know, the hardest thing that I had to face was adjusting to seeing so many cameras around me and having to... so much light, you know. There's just, you know, production, the process itself is just so I had to adjust, but a couple of days later I got used to it. Would I do it again? Yes, I would do it again, but you know, as a maybe a an all-star kind of thing, but not to start over again. Making it to the top five for me is big enough. I think I don't want also to prevent other talented people out there opportunity. Not saying that I would win, I'm just saying that I had my fair share.
Yeah, your fair share.
But yeah, I would do an all-star competition altogether. Yeah,
that's amazing to hear. So what's next for Lonard? What's happening?
Yo, there's a couple of things happening, but to share a few with you, I am going to have sorry experiences. I'm gonna have long table experiences around the country. I'm still nice. Busy with that. And also I want to have a cooking show.
Nice.
And also a cookbook. So 2025 is going to be a busy year for me. I'm just working on a lot of things around food and product development. I've got a couple of ceramicists that want to collaborate with me to create Omo range. A couple of things. The brands are just coming through and I'm just, you know, taking it as it comes.
That is absolutely beautiful. Lona, listen, it's been a pleasure having you here on Optikasi. Thank you, of course, for joining us today here and sharing your master chef journey. Wishing you all the best with your future endeavors and hopefully get to taste that delicious food of yours that you always prepare.
I will let you know when Master is come to your area and you can buy a ticket.
Op die kassie met Ashmund Martin. Luister weer na hierdie insetsel op OFM.co.za.